Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Mondas Podcast. If you want to check me out on Twitter, it's at IanTodd82. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about Tom Baker. Not about Tom Baker, his shows, or his endearing appeal, just trying to work out why, when you talk about Doctor Who, to people who aren't Doctor Who fans, they always think of Tom Baker. It's a strange one, because whenever you talk about Doctor Who with people who don't like the show or are not really big fan of the show, they always think of the scarf, and they always associate his hair and his, you know, his manner, and they always just basically associate Tom Baker, because in Britain at the moment we've got, I think it's Sky, you've got an advertising campaign, it's Tom Baker doing the voice for it, and straight away you've got that association with, you know, he's Doctor Who. And there's people, and it's not just people of a certain age, it's a lot of people instantly associate Doctor Who with Tom Baker. And yes, he was there for a long time, but it's strange how people still have this constant link between the two. I mean, I'm a massive fan of Tom Baker and the era, obviously, but it's weird that people still now associate Tom. I mean, Tom Baker's done other stuff in his career, obviously. And, you know, he hasn't been typecast. He loves being Doctor Who. Obviously, he didn't straight after. It's understandable why he didn't want to be in Five Doctors, etc. But you never have the same thing with something like Peter Davison or Colin Baker, you know, or McCoy. It's always, you know, I mean, I love Pertwee. I love the Pertwee years. But you've never had the same sort of, people just have that connection with Tom Baker. It's really, really interesting. I understand the duration, and it was obviously a classic time, but it's still such an iconic thing. I mean, I even use Tom Baker's iconic picture on my logo for the Mondas podcast, and it's one of the things that, you know, it's that sort of like that slightly manic smile that he had, and it's just such a timeless thing that people still associate with the show, even with how big David Tennant was in the role and how Matt Smith became this transatlantic star, but still Tom Baker still stands out as this iconic figure, which is really interesting how it's still the same now, but it's just trying to work out why that is. All I can think of, it was a classic era, and a lot of people associate that time with when Doctor Who was at its best, or, you know, a lot of people say to me, oh, is he got the scarf, you know, and this, that, and the other, and I bet you're a Doctor Who fan, you've got the scarf and stuff like that, and it just seems something that just stuck in the public consciousness. It's like other shows, I suppose, when a character changes or someone takes over the lead role, there's always one person who people always remember, like shows like Spooks or something, people always talk about Tom Quinn, even though Adam came after and stuff like that, but Tom Baker's appeal, it's a strange one. But it's good that people do remember you. But it does get a bit annoying when people always say to me, oh, the scarf and all that. And it's like there's a lot more. I mean, my first Doctor was McCoy, and I see McCoy is iconic and I have a lot of time for him. I know some people don't. Yeah, so for me, it's good that Tom Baker still has got this endearing, iconic appeal, but puzzling sometimes why people only just think of the scarf and stuff like that. So thanks very much for my ramble about Tom Baker and his appeal. And if you want to chat to us and spread the word, it's at IanTodd82 on Twitter and hashtag Mondas Podcast. Thanks very much. Bye.
Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast.
With
Mondas Podcast. 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 Mondas Podcast.